Welcome to the Roseland.
Rose Agostina.
The Cornish for the Roseland is...
Rose.
And that means...
Promontory.
So what's the story behind the name?
Rose is one of those words with a lot of different meanings. And it's always applied in place names. You very seldom see it written down in textual Cornish or hear it in spoken Cornish. You only find it in place names. And to determine what it means, you've got to look at each site. The original meaning was promontory, and of course the Roseland is just that. But it also meant a coastal slope running down to a cliff. Inland, it could mean a hill spur. So all the Penroses are on top of a hill spur where two valleys meet. And the other meaning is rough land surrounded by cultivated land.
One of the things about this place name, Rose, is that English speakers, when they moved in, must have heard it as something else.
I think they did, yeah. I think because of the way it was pronounced, I mean, it's spelled R-O-S, so it's only missing an E. And Cornish speakers tended to say Rose, which is getting towards the O of Rose, but without quite getting there. So they would immediately see the similarity and anglicise it accordingly to a more familiar word.
Did this happen a lot with the Cornish language and Cornish place names?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You see it all over the place. Let's take a surname, for example. Surname which actually doesn't look very nice in its English spelling, and that's the surname Blight. But it actually comes from a Cornish word, blaith, wolf.
And that must have caused problems when it came to the Ordnance Survey mapping out the area.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the cartographers came down. They were not used to hearing these names. They were not used to Celtic names, even. And in the early days, they tended to write down what they thought they heard and often got it very, very wrong.
Other examples which come to your mind?
Yeah, there's a couple of really horrible ones. I mean, near Mevagizzi, there's a place you'll see on the map as Cheese Worn. You know, cheese as in brie and gruyere, etc. But when you look at the old records, it's actually Cheesorn, Nook House.
Rose.
Roseland.
This production has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.